Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The blockade maintained by the United States against Cuba is the longest economic war in history. Pedro Brunzik, member of the Chilean Solidarity Movement with the Caribbean country, recalled. As is already a tradition, the group with its different committees participated in the Festival of Embraces at the O'Higgins Park of Santiago de Chile, organized every year by the Communist Party of Chile. Brunzik highlighted the resistance of the Cuban people who, despite the shortcomings caused by this hostile policy, remains firm. A delegation of the Cuba Cooperation France, Cuba Coop Association, arrived in Cuba during the weekend to participate in the 5th International Conference for the Balance of the World, a forum that will address the main challenges facing humanity. Miguel Quintero, first vice president of the organization, and Michelle Lemagru, secretary general of its Armor Committee, will represent Cuba Coop in the meeting to be held in Havana from the 24th to the 28th of this month, where they will share the experiences accumulated in more than a quarter of a century supporting our country. On Monday, the Cuban government received a donation from the Colombian government and trade unions to support the recovery from the impact of Hurricane Ian. First Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, Ana Teresita González, described the delivery as a gesture of solidarity because it comes at a time of strong limitations, mostly generated by the U.S. blockade. This is not the first time that Colombia helps the island, since during the fire at the supertanker base in Matanzas, they donated human skin tissue for the care and recovery of the people affected in the accident. China's government formalized the donation of 700 million yuan, that is $100 million, to Cuba to support projects of social impact linked to priority economy sectors. China granted the donation when Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited this nation in November, and the party sealed several agreements in different sectors. Cuban Ambassador to China Carlos Miguel Pereira said that the donation will also contribute to China's strategic participation in our economic and social development plans and the construction of a community of shared destiny that we wish to create for the benefit of our countries and peoples. U.S. activists sent 40,000 pounds of humanitarian aid to Cuba for the victims of Hurricane Ian, which destroyed infrastructures and houses in the western part of the country last September 2022. The batch from the Everglades port will arrive at the Mariel port and includes corrugated iron roofing, concrete and electrical plants, windows, plywood, drills, and other essential items. The donation is made possible by the collaboration of different associations, including Answer Coalition, the People's Forum, the National Haitian Independence Movement of Puerto Rico, the Alianza Martiana, the Cuba Western Sydney Solidarity Committee from Australia, and the Mexico Solidarity Network of the United States. A press release from the Atue Project, which groups several of these organizations in solidarity with Cuba, pointed out it managed to receive an export license from the Department of Commerce and had previously transferred an emergency batch with special medicines for people affected in Matanzas province by the deadly fire of last August 5. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.